I've seen you angry after games, but nothing like after that Indy game. You came in the locker room.
I had to call my mom. Yeah, I had to call my mom and call my wife. I was really ticked off after that because since I've been here, we've never beaten that team. And I thought with the personnel we had on this team, this was the first opportunity to actually be successful. And we showed it pretty much during the game. But then somewhere after halftime, we kind of let up in some areas. We didn't hit the spots like we were coached to. We didn't tackle the way we were supposed to. So anytime that happens, you know, you do get frustrated. And for me, it was a turning point for me because I had never really been that angry before. So it was a little troubling to me. To say the least. So
you know how the NFL works, Nick. You guys had trouble stopping the run. You know you're going to see a healthy dose of healthy. They're going to feed it to them.
Yeah, that's pretty much, I guess, other teams' game plan, isn't it? Huh? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. To me, once again, we have to just go back and look at the things that we were doing wrong and try to fix them. I mean, and it's just kind of real simple. If you sit down and watch the tape, it's just the fact of guys, you know, playing where you're coached to play and stop trying to do things that you're not even coached to do. And that's when you start to get in trouble. And it takes 11 guys on the team to rally. If a guy breaks the line, everybody has to come running because you never know where someone may make a tackle or miss it or pop the ball off for a turnover. So everyone has to come running. So each guy has to look within himself and say, well, during the week, as far as my preparation physically and mentally, what am I doing or what am I not doing to make sure that once I go on the field, I put the best product on the field? The key to stopping LT? I can't tell you a key to stopping because a lot of teams, since he's been in this league, has figured that they put some keys to stop him and didn't work. You know, the thing is, do your job, try to do it effective. I mean, they're going to get their plays. He's going to, you know, make his plays. I mean, he broke the touchdown record last year, so it's not like you're playing against some, C-class runner. I mean, this is an A-plus runner, so he's going to get his yards. You just have to be sound and make sure that after he makes his surge, that you stop it.
Do you see any difference in their offense this year? Their numbers are way down, especially LT's numbers are way down.
Well, you know what? They still have the same personnel. The only difference is, you know, they have a different head coach, but he's been there before as an offensive coordinator. The thing is, for the same reason that we're having some problems on defense, is about consistency. You know, if I had to use a word to describe, you know, them not playing the way that they played last year and us not playing the way that we played last year, it's consistency. You know, just doing what you're coached to do, basically.
Champ even said you guys have too much talent, too many playmakers on defense. He goes, I can't figure out why none of those guys are making plays. And are you kind of wondering why?
You know what? That is the thing that is the most frustrating, I guess, for us and frustrating for them too as well, because their personnel is still the same. Our personnel is somewhat the same, but we made some key additions, and you expect to go out and perform better than we perform. So it is frustrating to see or say, well, why are we not getting that done? It's not the personnel. And people say, well, maybe it's Coach Bates' scheme. I mean, I don't think it's his scheme because, you know, he had the same scheme in Green Bay and Miami. He's been proven successful. It's about the individuals. I mean, are you taking to the system? And then when you take to the system, are you implementing what they're coaching? You know, so it's those things. And once again, that word, consistency. So
you said it's not a must-win. Is it need to win? Is that fair? Is that closer for you?
I don't say need to win. One, that sounds like another different situation. You just go out and win. Do your job and you'll win. If you don't do your job or what you coach to do and what's put in the game plan, then you can't win.
How about genuinely prefer to win?
Well, you can choose to word it how you want to. You know, just win. You know, Nike says just do it. So I guess that's the phrase, just do it. You know, don't make no excuses. Go out and do your job. And then if you do your job the best way that you've been coached to do it and how to do it and you still don't come out victorious, then, I mean, the other team was better than you.
How's the double silence working out for you, is it?
You know what? I wasn't really going to say anything, but I chose. I said, you know, some of you guys are good guys, so I'll say a couple words. So I don't expect to hear anything from you from this point.
It starts now.